The unfolding of the Word of God gives light and understanding to the simple. Join us as we listen to the Word of God from God's servant. Be blessed.
Just lift up your hand and just bless the Lord. Magnify the Lord this morning for what He will do in your life. Bless His name for what He will do in your life. Magnify His name, magnify His name. Tell Him, Lord, I am here again this morning. I am here again this morning. Don't let me go empty-handed. Don't let me go empty-handed. Touch me, O Lord. If you will touch somebody today, let it be me, O Lord. I am the one in need of your touch. I am the one in need of your touch. I am the one in need of your touch. Touch me this morning. Touch me this morning. Touch me this morning. Touch every part of my life. Touch every part of my life. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, Lord.
You reign,
you ancient Zion's God of God.
You are mighty on your
throne. Let me hear you sing it with a loud voice. You reign,
you reign,
you reign,
you ancient Zion.
Your voice say you reign,
you reign,
you reign,
you reign, Zion's King,
God of
God's glory, you are mighty.
Everybody lift up your hand, lift up your voice and say you reign, you reign,
you reign.
This morning, Lord. Holy One, reign in our midst this morning. The one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come, reign in our midst this morning. Glorify yourself in our midst. And bless every one of us today. In Jesus' name, we have worship.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord as you take your seat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell somebody this morning is my morning.
So fun enikan wipe aro yi aro mi ni.
Tell the person, I don't know about you, but this morning is my morning.
Mi o mo titi re o sugbon ni o aro yi titemi ni.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you were here last night? Okay, if you were not here last night, let me see your hands up. You mean so much. So if everybody is praying for 2 minutes, you should pray for how many minutes? If somebody is praying loud to 1 level of decibel, your own should be louder so that you can get what you did not get yesterday. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, so last night we began to look at an understanding of who the way maker is. Who is the way maker? Do we understand who the way maker is? Because if you don't understand, you will not get the power. Those who know their God, they will be strong and they will do exploits. So it's important that you know him. And we said last night that there are three dimensions, there are three ways by which you can understand who the way maker is. Number one, we say he makes path where none existed before. He makes a way where there was no way. And I said that sometimes we have roads that are bad, that are terrible, and the journey will be rough because the roads are bad and terrible. But there is already a road. There is already a path. Google Map can take you through, because there is already a path. But if there is no path, then Google Map cannot take you anywhere. But there is somebody who is the way maker, that even though there is no path there, he will create a path. And we saw in the story of the Israelites, as they left the land of Egypt under the direction of God, under the guidance of God, at the right time, they were on their journey to the place that God has promised them. Not just a place they wanted to go, but the place that God has promised them. And as they went on the way, they encountered problems. We identified like three yesterday. Number one, there was the Red Sea before them. They couldn't swim. There was no bridge. There was no boat or ship. While they were still thinking on what to do, they looked behind them, and then there was Pharaoh and his horsemen and his chariots coming again. And Pharaoh was not coming for a party. He was not coming to celebrate with them. He was not coming to rejoice with them. He was coming to enslave them again. He was coming to take them back again. Can I pray for three people here this morning? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the trouble you had overcome will not come to you again. The affliction will not arise again. You didn't hear me. The affliction will not arise again. The affliction will not arise again. I don't know who the person is, but the affliction you had overcome is now showing its ugly head again. And you are now so scared and so afraid. Will this thing come back again? But I stand in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever.
yóò jẹ́ títí láíláí.
So that your victory is forever.
Ìṣẹ́gun rẹ yẹ títí láíláí.
Where is the person? I say your victory is forever.
Ìṣẹ́gun rẹ títí láíláí.
Your victory is forever.
Ìṣẹ́gun rẹ títí láíláí.
Your healing is permanent.
Ìwòsàn rẹ títí láíláí.
Your healing is permanent.
Ìwòsàn rẹ títí láíláí.
Your deliverance is sure.
Ìtúsílẹ̀ rẹ títí láíláí.
It shall not rise again.
Kò ní dìde mọ́.
It shall not rise again.
Kò ní dìde mọ́.
It shall not rise again.
Kò ní dìde mọ́.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sit down.
Ajoko.
Pharaoh was coming behind.
Pharaoh, ọmọ lẹ́yìn wọn.
And then number three problem that they had.
Ìṣòro ẹlẹ́kẹta tí wọ́n tún ní.
Was.
O ni pe.
Mountains on this side.
Òkè lọ́wọ́ tún.
And mountains on this other side.
Òkè ńlá ńlá náà lọ́wọ́ sùn.
And so they were edged in.
Wọ́n ti wá wà nínú ìgbèkùn.
The problem.
Eléyìí ni ìṣòro.
But then there was the power.
Ṣùgbọ́n agbára wà.
Hallelujah.
Àmì.
Israel cried.
Àwọn Isra�li kígbe.
They cried unto the Lord.
Wọ́n kígbe pé Ọlọ́run.
But they also murmured.
Ṣùgbọ́n bákan náà wọ́n tún kùn.
And I told us yesterday, don't blame anybody for your situation.
Ó wá ń sọ fún wa lánàá wípé má ṣe dá ẹ̀bi ru ẹnikẹ́ni.
Don't blame anybody. It has come. It has come.
Lórí ohun tó ń là kọjá.
What you need, who you need now is the way maker.
Ṣùgbọ́n ohun tí o nílò báyìí náà ni ẹni tí ó dà.
It has happened. It has happened.
Ohun tó ti ṣẹlẹ̀ ti ṣẹlẹ̀.
You have made the decision.
O ti
or somebody has made that decision for you.
Àbí ẹnìkan ti ṣe o ti bọ́ ṣe.
And you are now in this fix.
O sì ti wà nínú rẹ̀.
It's the way maker that you need.
Ẹ olùlànà nìkan ló nílò báyìí.
And that God is here this morning.
Ọlọ́run olùlànà yìí sì wà
níbí. He will make the way for you.
Yóò lànà fún ọ.
And God said to Moses.
Ọlọ́run sọ fún Mose.
After Moses had told the people.
Lẹ́yìn ìgbà tí Mose ti sọ fún àwọn ènìyàn.
Stand still.
Ẹ dúró jẹ́.
And see the salvation of the Lord.
Kí ẹ sì wo ìgbàlà Olúwa.
That he will show you today.
Èyí tí ó fi hàn yín lénìí.
And Moses said something.
Mose wá sọ nǹkan kan.
The Egyptians that you see today.
Àwọn Egypti tó tẹ́ ń wò lónìí yìí.
You will not see them again.
Ẹ ò ní rí wọn mọ́.
The problem you are seeing today.
Ìṣòro tí ó ń wò lónìí.
You will not see them again.
Ẹ ò ní rí wọn mọ́. Àmì.
The trouble you are seeing today.
Àwọn ìṣòro tó ń rí lónìí.
You will not see them again.
Ẹ ò ní rí wọn mọ́. Àmì.
Hallelujah.
Àmì.
Hallelujah.
Àmì.
And God told Moses.
Ọlọ́run wá sọ fún Mose.
You are telling the people to stand still.
Ó sọ fún àwọn ènìyàn kí wọ́n dúró jẹ́.
But tell them to go forward.
Ṣùgbọ́n sọ fún wọn kí wọ́n tẹ̀síwájú.
Tell your neighbor, I'm going forward.
Sọ fún ẹnìkejì rẹ wípé èmi ń tẹ̀síwájú.
And of course, the power of God came and then parted the Red Sea.
Lóòótọ́ àti lódodo, agbára Ọlọ́run sọ kalẹ̀, ó pin òkun níyà.
That's the power.
Eléyìí ni agbára náà.
The third thing I'd like to share with you.
Ẹlẹ́kẹta tí màá pápín pẹ̀lú yín.
Is the promise.
Òun náà ni ìlérí.
The problem.
Ìṣòro.
The power.
Agbára.
And then the promise.
Àti ìlérí.
What do I mean by the promise?
Kí ni mo sọ nípa ti ìlérí?
The way making power of God does not come randomly.
Agbára Ọlọ́run tó fi ń ṣiṣẹ́ ìyanu kì í kàn án dédé wá.
Tó fi ń la ọ̀nà
kì í dédé wá.
The path making power of God does not come randomly. The supernatural way making action of God does not come randomly. It is rooted in his promise. This way making ability. This way making power. It is settled in his promise. What makes him to make the way? What pushes him to make the way? It's not some random thought. It's not some random thinking. It is because of his promises. His actions are deep rooted in his promises. He does not move anyhow. God is moved by his word. correct by his promises. People of God, listen to me this morning. When God makes a promise, God is bound by that promise. God is standing by that promise. When people are unfaithful, God remains faithful. When people deny whatever they have said, God does not deny himself. When God speaks a word, he has the ability to do what he has said. And if anybody tries to stop him and they don't allow him to rule, he will eventually overrule them. His path making power, his way making power, is rooted in his promises. And his promises, they are yes and they are amen. The only reason why I know that God will make way for you, the only reason why I am convinced that he will make way for you, that which makes me persuaded that he will make way for you, what gives me the guarantee that God will make way for you? I don't care what situation you are in. I don't care how terrible you have been edged in. I don't know the problem that has got you sandwiched. You can sit down there and tell me about it from today to tomorrow. That situation might have been there for many years. It's probably you have gone to many meetings and there has been no solution. You have tried so many things and there is no solution. But I have a guarantee. I have an assurance. There is a certainty. There is a surety that God will make a way. And that guarantee is nothing but his promise. He said, I will make a way in the wilderness. I will bring water out of the desert. Listen to me, people of God. If he said it, he will do it. If he said it, he will do it. God is not ready to deny himself. God is not ready to come back on his promises. What he says, he will do. What he promises, he will do. He has the power. He has the ability. He has the strength. He has the wisdom. He has the grace to do whatever he says. The good news this morning is that the way will be open for you. Did you just go to sleep? You know, I told you yesterday. You say amen that your neighbor will ask you, ah, show little Benny. And you replied, ole jube lo, sir.
And you alone, ole jube lo.
God will make way for you. Jehovah will make way for you. The way is being made for you now. Where there is no way, God is making way now. Where there is no path, God is creating path.
Hey,
Jesus. Come. We have to do fast. Sarah said,
Sarah, we pay.
Who could have said, Who could have said that I, Sarah, I will breastfeed, I will give Abraham a child? Who could have said that? The miracle of who could have said, receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Excuse me. What man run your queen in aye? What's a rope in English? A rope queens. English majors, where are you? Eh? The right people are. Thank you.
What you rope me?
You know, it's not my mother's tongue.
Uh-huh.
Right off.
Right off.
Uh-huh. They can right people off. And listen to me, people. There are 10 people here this morning. You have been written off. And because you have been written off, you yourself, you have written yourself off that it is not going to be possible again. But I stand in the name of Jesus, the one who sent me here today. The way open for you. We are still talking about the God who makes a way where none existed. So when you have been written off, it means there is no road again. But this morning, the hand that made the way in the sea, he will make the way for you. Hear me. Out of nowhere, out of nowhere, you will break through. Out of nowhere, you will break through. Out of nowhere, you will triumph. Out of nowhere, your head will be lifted. That place where you have been forgotten, where you have been sidelined, where you have been brought to the bar, the one who makes a way, he brings you out. Where no road existed, he creates a way. So Sarah said,
Sarah,
who could have said? There are some of you, nobody in your family has ever traveled outside this country, and they are looking at you. Who could have said? 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 This morning, God makes way for you.
Amen.
This morning, God makes way for you.
Amen.
Who could have said this man will be married? Who could have said this man will build a house? Who could have said this woman will carry a child? Who could have said this boy will go to school? Who could have said that this one will travel abroad? Who could have said that this one will be a leader? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the way open.
Amen. 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 Amen.
God's way making ability is rooted in his promises.
So he
had told Abraham and Sarah.
O ti so fun Abraham ati Sarah.
Sarah. He said,
o wi pe
he called Abraham one day.
O pe Abraham ni ojo kan.
And he said, Abraham, can you look at the sky?
Nje iwo le wo irawo orun bi?
It was in the evening.
Ni irole ni.
What can you see?
Kini on ti ori?
Stars.
Awon irawo.
Try and count them.
Bere si mo ka won.
And he tried and he gave up.
O si gbe o gbiyanju
o file. I can't count them.
Oni mi o le mi o le ka.
And he said, so shall your seed be.
Oni bi awon iru omo re yo si ri ni
ole. By this time he had no child.
Nigba to ye Olorun soro yi ko mo ti si omo.
God said, let us go again. And they went to the seaside. And he said, can you begin to count this sand? And he said, I can't count them. And God made a promise. So shall your seed be. The way making power of God is rooted in his promise. He does it because he has promised it. He acts it because he has promised it. And he will not go back on his promise. Many years went by.
Agbopo.
Nothing. Then one day, Sarah said,
Sarah, we pay.
Let's try and help God. So that God will not be disgraced. Let's try and help God. We have told everybody. Oh, Soros, okay. We have told everybody that I'm a father of many nations. You know God has changed their name. From Abraham.
Lati Abraham.
Which was exalted father. To Abraham.
Abraham.
Father of nations. So when they got to the office. They said change of name. I said what's your name now? Father of many nations. They will go back and they will laugh. And everybody was waiting. Let us see these many nations now. And there was nothing coming. Sarah said, let's take my house girl. Sleep with my house girl. Maybe the promise will come to pass. And Abraham agreed.
Abraham
and slept with the girl. And the girl became pregnant. After the girl became pregnant, God said, Abraham, hello.
Oni Abraham, Baba,
how are you today? Is everything okay? What did you do with that girl? Sorry. It's okay. That's your own. Me. I said. Sarah. Me. I did not say.
Emi o so wipe
Hagar.
Agari rara
mi
emi Olorun.
I said
nti mo so ni pe
Sarah.
Sarah,
your wife,
iyawo re,
not Hagar,
ki se Agari,
your house girl,
omo odo re.
I have not changed my mind.
Emi o ti yi okan mi pada o, mo ti so ko si ni yi pada. Hallelujah.
If you wanted to clap for Jesus, clap for him. No, if you feel like sitting down, you can sit down. No.
If you feel like...
God said, I have not changed my mind. My promise will come to pass. Sarah, your wife, not
Hagar,
we have a child. And then one day, three men visited them.
And
after entertaining them, they asked
Abraham,
where is your wife? Where is your wife? God is asking you today. God is asking you this morning. Where is that situation? I want to deal with it right now. God wants to deal with it right now. Where is Sarah, your wife? And he said, oh, she's somewhere at the back there. Get ready. Don't miss a good place to say amen now. And the angel said, by this time next year, and I speak to you in the name of Jesus, by this time next year, by this time of unusual encounter next year, you will come with your testimony. 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 You will come shouting. You will come rejoicing. You will come celebrating. You will come dancing. You will come laughing. You will come dancing. You will come rejoicing. You will come celebrating. You will come jumping for joy. You will come with your testimony. You will come with laughter. Somebody shout, yes!
Yes! Ami Jesus.
Excuse me. Olorun la nso yi ki se niyan.
We are talking about God and not human being.
Is God we are talking about.
Olorun la nso ro nipa re.
By this time, Sarah has entered menopause for years.
Sarah, OTD, Agba, Arubo, Teorin, Kosuma.
Abraham himself,
Abraham,
he was no longer alive in his male organ. Waymaker, miracle. Promise, life.
I know that it's who you are.
He makes the way because he has promised it.
Oh, Lana, nitori pe o ti se ileri ni.
So one day they were in the house.
Ni ojo kan won wa ninu ile.
Drama ba sele.
Ori eru tege o ba sele laarin arugo meji.
Yoruba mo so, Yoruba le ke so. Drama happened. They were just in the house. And suddenly, Father Abraham, the thing just began to rise.
It
went and you say drama to learn. Drama unit, you need to come and train him. Suddenly,
Lojiji.
They were just in the house. The thing began to rise. And Abraham was looking. Mommy. Ibolewa. What is there? What is there? Kia kia kotu to pada lo. Oh yeah. And mama came.
No, talk to mama today.
And they enter inside the house. Then suddenly. You know Nigerian actors, if they want to act pregnancy, they always act it with vomit. And so the thing began to happen. And the stomach began to shoot out. Began to shoot out. You know, when the angel said, by this time next year, you will have a child, she laughed. Because the road don't block. There is no way there. But it is the promise of God that can never fail. It is impossible for God to lie. Reverend was talking about DNA the other time. It is not in the DNA of God to lie. It's impossible. You and I, we can choose to lie or not to lie because we have the potential. But because we are Christians, we choose not to lie. Not because we cannot lie. It is a choice for us. And we choose not to lie. But God does not have a choice. God saying the truth is not by choice.
It's
by nature.
It's
by design. That is why the Bible says it is impossible for God to lie. He can't do it. So when he says it,
you'll.
And so the angel said to Sarah,
angel,
say you laugh. And said, no, I didn't laugh. You see, it's in our DNA to lie. Even in the presence of angel.
She's telling lies.
But it was too much for her. She couldn't comprehend it. How can this thing happen again? I have given up. God has not given up. His word will come to pass. And the angel said, by so doing, the name of the boy will be laughter. 10 people here. By this time next year, you will come laughing. By this time next year, your laughter will be reflected on that board. Your testimony will be displayed. Your situation will change. By this time next year, God will make you to laugh. Listen to me. Don't miss the evening session. If you know anybody that needs a replacement of any body part, that need any part of their body replaced, I have a promise from God. There is a promise from God. Tonight, God will give people body parts. Whether you say amen or you don't say amen. Are you the one that promised it?
What is a lady? Yes, you see.
This morning we are going to pray. And remind God of His promise. And say, God, you promise it. You will do it. You will do it. Can you stand to your feet right now? I know we are all going to work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesu alagbara la.
Ewo ade ori baba Jesus.
Night, if you are in debt and you made a decision and has landed you in terrible debt, come forward. I want to pray for you right now. Quickly, my time is already gone. Lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, Kambalaba Shata Labo Zobra Katayaba. Lamb or monkey kiresh wajims. Labra katayabo shakatalabo sakataya libra katayaba shantalabo zeketaya gadabo. Landra la rababa shakataya labo sokotoba shakataya laba. Landra labo zokotoba shakataya labo shkedeba. Unima jemua yo, unima jemua yo. Hallelujah. Unima jemua yo. Magbagbe,
magbagbe oro tajo so.
Unima jemua yo, hey. Unima
jemua
yo. Oh, unima. gbagbe ma gbagbe ma gbagbe ma gbagbe ma kandala ba shakata yalaba Jesus, Son of the Living God.
Jesus Christi, omo Olorun alaye.
You came to the earth.
Wa si aye.
You paid our debt of sin.
O si ti san gbese iku wa.
Our debt of sin. Sin, ese.
Ese wa.
That is the highest debt.
Ele ni gbese to poju.
And you paid.
O si ti san.
This debt of money is too small for you to do.
Gbese owo won yi o kere fun o.
And so I pray.
Nitori na mo gbadura.
I look up to you, Jesus.
Mo wa bi oju mi soke si o
Jesus. Whatever decisions they have made.
Wi pe gbogbo awon igbese to ti wu kan ti gbe.
Whatever mistake they have made.
Gbogbo awon asise to ba wu kan ti
gbe. And has made them to come to this situation.
Nitori ti to mu ko won bara
mo ninu gbese. We ask for your mercy today.
Abere fun a.
Show your mercy, Lord.
Amen.
Show your mercy, Lord. Show your mercy, Lord.
Amen.
Show your mercy, Lord.
Amen.
As you show your mercy, we ask, O God, that you will make a way for this debt to be paid. Make a way. Make a way.
Amen.
Make a way. Duro gege bi iko ati iriju eledumare.
Stand as a God sent of the Almighty God.
Oju oni ti.
You will never be put to shame.
Money oju oni ti.
You will never be put to shame.
Money oju oni ti.
You will never be put to
shame. Money oju oni ti.
You will never be put
to shame. Loruko Jesus oju oni ti.
In the name of Jesus, you will never be put
to shame. Loruko Jesus oju oni ti.
You will never be put to shame.
Oba to mo mi jade.
The Lord that brought water.
Latinu akwata
from a very strong rod.
Oseleri ko yi pada.
Made a promise and he never changed.
Niti manje mure. Jesus Christ in an alone city aye.
Efi
ifu Oluwa nitori ti o se nitori anu re duro si
by mercy your debt are paid.
Nepa anu asangbese re.
By mercy your debt are paid.
Nepa anu asangbese re.
By mercy your debt are paid.
Nepa anu
by mercy your debt are paid. By mercy they are paid. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Sure fun wa lo ni baba wo ru
agboju wa soke si o
hey wo lo sure Abraham
baba wa sure
alpha
alpha
ati omega
ati yo
Name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the miracle happen. Let the unusual happen. Let the unusual happen. Let the unusual happen. Everybody lift up your hand. Everybody lift up your hand. God of promise. God who makes promise. You said you will make a way where there has been no way. Everyone on under the sound of my voice, Father, make way for them. Father, make way for them. Father, make way for them. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is settled. It is done. It is settled. It is done. It is settled. It is done. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want you to bring something good for the Lord. Bring something good, something wonderful for the Lord. Bring a good offering for the Lord right now. Quickly, you want to go back to your seat quickly to bring it. If you have it here, I want to pray with you on that seat. That offering this morning, I want to pray. I know somebody is supposed to pray for our offering, but let me just quickly do it under this atmosphere. Raise it up. If it's a transfer you are doing, lift up your phone. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
amen.
I ask, Lord, that you will bless this seed.
Amen.
You will multiply it.
Amen.
You will multiply it.
Amen.
You will multiply it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your hands will no longer be dry.
Amen.
Your pocket will not be dry.
Amen.
Your account will not be dry.
Amen.
You will be like the tree planted by the rivers.
Amen.
Of water. Whatever you do shall prosper.
Amen.
Whatever you do shall prosper.
Amen.
Whatever you do shall prosper.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesu Alakbar Allah. Oh yeah, start giving your offering.
We sure hope you have been blessed by the teaching of the Word of God. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, don't stop listening to the Word of God. For more messages from us, visit our website www.thf.org.ng. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms @thfchurchng. Thank you.